Well, I look at a couple of teams recently, all right? I look at the Lions, who they hire. One of their former players,
right?
Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Houston Texans?
Former
right
player.
Right down the road. Former player, one of their former players.
D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans, all right? I can see Aaron Glenn going to New Orleans next year, all right? Or the Jets, you know, a former player, all right? Deion Sanders may be in play here. And I'm going to tell you, they need something. They need to have somebody that has the pride in that damn organization. Being a Dallas Cowboy, the pride you take in it.
Rex Ryan yesterday on Get Up. I don't need to be sold on this at all. I love the idea of Deion in the NFL. He makes a lot of sense in Dallas. I wanted him last year in New England. Like, I know they didn't actually do a coaching search, but before before they fired Bill, and you were, Bill's out, who do you want? Deion was my answer. And I don't know if he would have worked here. I don't know if he'll work in the NFL, but he works in college. And Rex makes a decent point there. He's leaving out Gerard Mayo as a guy who played for the organization and is coaching. Maybe that was an oversight, or maybe it didn't fit his argument.
Yeah. He's like TBD on that one.
But you do look at some of these coaches and you go, oh, they're having success playing for that same organization. I think Deion in the NFL is inevitable. It's going to happen. I don't know that it's going to work, but it's going to happen, and Dallas makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense because you're like, all right, who's somebody that, you know, I think could work with Jerry Jones? I think Deion probably could.
Yeah, we got a text yesterday. I brought this up. I'm like, I think Deion, or Jerry Jones rather, would like the sideshow with Deion.
Somebody, yeah, the popular, like, all that stuff.
Somebody texted, they're like, Jerry Jones wants the spotlight on him. There might be a little too much spotlight on Jerry Jones.
He might need to go the other way.
Want the shield that Deion Sanders would provide.
I mean, he's been there long enough where he has had big-time coaches like Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells.
Yep.
And obviously, the Jimmy Johnson thing ended poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But he replaced him with another big-time college coach in Barry Switzer. But then he's had guys like Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy, who clearly aren't going to be the face of the franchise. But he might be like, all right, it's been 30 years since we've been like a really good like Super Bowl contender. Maybe I have to do something different.
The problem is he's going to have to pay. Like, he's going to have to pay Deion.
Yeah.
He'd have to pay Bill, too. But this is more bad news for Bill, by the way. If Deion is a coaching candidate in Dallas and everybody thinks Bill could go to Dallas,
yeah,
who do you think Jerry's going to hire first, Deion or Bill? I guarantee you it's Deion.
Yeah, probably Deion. Yeah, I wonder how that would work in the... He's been pretty good in college. Like, I know he started out a house of fire last year, and then the wheels fell off, but the roster is pretty bad. This year, they've been pretty good.
Yeah, they're 7-2. They might win the Big 12.
Yeah.
And so I don't see how that's possibly a bad thing.
And
I didn't think they were that bad last year, by the way. They won 4 games after winning 1 the year before.
Do you think Deion will be at Colorado when his son is in the pros?
No.
Okay. See, like, I feel like Florida State, speaking of places that he's been, Florida State's going to come calling. And would he rather do the college thing, or
right,
does he want to take a crack at the pros?
You're right. Could he move up within the NCAA? Maybe.
Yeah.
But to me?
Yeah, take a shot at the pros.
It's better for him to go to the pros, fail. He'll always have a job in college.
Can he manipulate it where he gets Shador in Dallas? And I bring that up because he has been pretty outspoken about, you know.
Text line brought it up. Text line 37937. Cowboys suck this year. They'll be able to move up in the draft.
I was gonna say, they're going to have a high pick.
Draft Shador, Deion being the head coach. So, yeah, I think that's
happening.
In play. Yeah.
Because he's even talked about he might stand in the way of both Travis Hunter and Shador where they might play. Like, pull like an Eli Manning, pout. You're the number one pick in the draft, but I'm not going there. He might do that with those guys. So, could he manipulate one of them to go into Dallas with him? I do. I think so.
Yeah. I mean,
And it's worth a
Who
shot,
Who do you think
honestly.
He wants, though? He wants Shador.
Oh, no, he wants Shador. Yeah, no, I'm saying he definitely wants Shador.
Dallas makes sense for Shador if you're going to move on from Dak, and they're going to have an opportunity to move on from Dak.
Yeah. I think that happens. I think it's worth a shot. It's definitely a boom or bust kind of scenario, but I think if you're the Cowboys at this point, you got to try something.
Yeah, and I know a lot of college coaches don't work when they move from college to the NFL. He's not your typical college coach.
No.
He is closer to, you know, the D'Amico Ryans model.
Mm.
I mean, he is a lot closer to that as a guy who played in the NFL, had success in the NFL, and would understand how to relate to the modern athlete.
Yeah.
And so ideally, that's what you have,
like,
in Gerard Mayo here in New England.
Vrabel wasn't a head coach in college, but he spent some time in college and then jumped to the pros. No, Deion's definitely an intriguing one, and it feels like one... I don't know. I mean, Harbaugh's another guy, actually. College, pro, college, whatever you want to jump around.
Was
he college pro first? So,
and he also just played in the NFL. It's just so different when you played.
Well, Deion, but I'm just
I'm saying, right, those guys to me, I don't think of them as college coaches. Harbaugh and Deion in the same way. Yeah,
different than like a Pete Carroll or like a Urban Meyer.
Exactly.
Or some of these other Matt Rules. Like, there's been some horrible ones.
No offense to the state of New Hampshire, Chip Kelly.
Yeah, Chip Kelly gave it a go.
Yeah.
He had a good season somewhere in there.
He got a lot out of Nick Foles.
He did.
Future Super Bowl winner.
He knew it. He knew it was ahead of the curve, I think.
He was very, very far ahead of the curve.
No, but that's one to keep an eye on. And it's just like, so last year when there were 8 openings and Bill Belichick had interviews by one team, and one of the guys that came in and was just like, Jim Harbaugh was a guy that fresh from college, goes to the Chargers, and boom, that took a spot. Deion Sanders could certainly take a spot.
What? Not a bad take by Rex. It would be a disaster, but fun to watch. So that one, I guess I'm okay with. This other one, Deion 37937. Deion Sanders may be the worst coach, NFL coach of all time if he does. What?
You seen Rich Kotite?
I just don't get why, and leave the worst coach of all time. I don't get why people just assume he would fail. Like, it's not a lock he'd be successful. Why do you assume he would fail? He's been a success everywhere he's been.
Yeah, I don't know. And he brought, even when he went to Colorado, it was like, oh, they made such a big deal, like the sideshow and everything. It's like he brought very experienced coordinators with him. Like, I think he knows what he does well and what he doesn't do well. And obviously, he goes about it differently than many others, like the way he sort of handles media and everything else. But,
like, is Dan Campbell a schemer? Like, is Dan Campbell a guy who has a good scheme? No, he has coordinators in place who give him the scheme.
Yeah.
But he's just a guy who relates to the modern athlete. Why can't Deion do that? Why couldn't he do what D'Amico Ryans is doing? Why can't he do that?
Yeah, I would. I don't know.
I'll give more of a chance than Mayo. I'll tell you that right now. Way more of a chance than Mayo.
And if you're Dallas or if you're any of these teams and you're trying to really build something going forward, you'd side with Deion over Belichick. If you were, hey, we have 1 year to just push us over the top and like correct all the mistakes that we've made, that would be your argument for Bill. But most of the teams that are going to fire their coaches, I think, are kind of looking for the long haul.